actually, I think it's very difficult idea, just, you know, keeping only online. Of course, online methodology for, I mean, in education and higher education will be dominating. However, I think overall, I mean, I'm not talking only about this team or other students. However, I will actually specify how it will be different for other students. But I think the offline methodology would be like a luxury. And I suppose the offline methodology, perhaps not in 20 years, but in the future, because of, you know, this polarization of the world, it will be more and more polarized, I mean, between rich and poor people. And actually, the higher education is also will be one of the reasons for this polarization, because rich people will be more educated, and their you know, kids also will get more opportunities to get higher education. And I suppose the offline methodologies in the universities will be only, you know, like a luxury, and not everywhere will be accessible everywhere, I mean, around the world. However, the online methodology will provide opportunity for poorest countries and people from poor country to get higher education from, you know, the from West countries, from more developed countries. Regarding the STEAM, learning practices in STEAM, regarding different depending on gender, students and faculty, I don't see any differences, because I think this online methodologies for me, it's not, I mean, in terms of on the quality, it's just my personal assessment. It's less, of course, it's a low quality in comparison with offline methodology, because you don't have this, first of all, like a personalized, you know, education. And if particular, if you learn, you know, such difficult issues in natural science, in math, in, you know, biology, geography, etc. First of all, you need to interact with your teacher, instructor, or you need to do some, you know, experimental studies, you know, in laboratory. This, you still need to learn in the physical environment rather than in virtual world. And that is why I suppose it would be very important for those science and for those students to still, and for those universities to keep all those physical environment and facilities in comparison, you know, with social science, etc. Yeah, and I suppose the STEAM studies should be different from the rest, because of, and again, it should become, you know, more and more important in the future world. However, being a professor in economics and social science and in management, I still believe that even despite all those growing importance of technologies and artificial intelligence, it's very important for all of us and for, first of all, for our educators in social science to teach students and younger generation how to remain the human being. And perhaps we need to focus more on the how to be good person, how to be kind, and how to care about others, people, and how to think about all those, you know, grand challenges and problems around the world. Including, you know, this inequality issues, and, you know, this poor countries, you know, the starving, you know, people, etc., etc. I think we still we need to increase, you know, the role and importance of humanitarian education. And to I suppose for me, actually, if I were the main person in higher education in my country, actually I would suggest having some like a philosophy and history, first of all, history as obligatory, you know, course for any students. And just you need to know your, you know, cultural heritage. You need to know your origins, your history, in order to understand the trends, and you need to understand past, first of all, in order to be prepared for the future. Yeah, but again, you need to become a human being in this artificial, you know, and highly technological world.